This is the Voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Betcher.
Hello there, neighbor. So glad that you tuned in today. I hope that you've been enjoying the programs, the recordings we did with Cecilia Spotted Bear and John Bush. Such sweet people, and to me it was just delightful to hear them tell their own stories. And it was wonderful to be back there. Linda and Marv and I made a trip back to South Dakota and delivered some goods to Cecilia and to Stanley. And we had a car for Kate, but the car, I don't know what happened, but it's still in the shop. They're still working on it back there. So say a prayer that that will get fixed so that we can get it over to Kate. It's wonderful. I love that country. It was beautiful to see. And we had good fellowship with each other and with the Indian people. And Linda and I took a day where we just drove around taking pictures and went to a trading post. And Marvin had to work on that car, so he couldn't go. But Linda and I had a lot of fun. And I got to know a little bit a guy, an Indian man named Jarrett. Jealous of him. His name used to be Jealous of His Horses, but he said his grandpa shortened it to Jealous of Him. And he stands out by the memorial sign where a lot of tourists will stop. And yes, there are tourists there already. And every day, rain or shine, he was there. And some days it was windy and cold and rainy, but Jarrett was there selling the goods that I believe his mother makes. She stays at home and makes the dream catchers and the necklaces and whatever.
A lot of bead work.
Yes. And so I just want to tell you that we brought some of those home, the dream catchers. And I want to tell you about the dream catchers. I looked it up, and originally they were not big like a lot of them that you see on the market. They were small, and they were made for a cradle board or to hang over where children slept to catch the bad dreams in the web. It's kind of sweet, actually, as long as you don't put your trust in that. They're smaller, but they're made the way they should be, with deer hide and sinew and beads, and they have different patterns in the woven part. I just thought, you know, that's just a little piece of Pine Ridge Reservation that our teammates could have. And if you can help this ministry out with a donation of $200 or more, we will send you one of these dream catchers. I think you'll really like it. And then when you were listening to John Bush, John Bush, you can depend on John Bush.
One of a kind.
Yes. And so faithful in his relationship with the Lord, and so willing when anybody calls, whether they're at Rapid City, Sioux City, Sioux Falls, wherever, if they call, he will go to pray with them. And the problem is his hearing is so bad now that he can't hardly hear what people say to him. And I guess that strikes a chord with me because my dad had hearing problems. Bad hearing problems. And so John needs hearing aids. They're very expensive. And some people have said, well, you can get them a lot less expensive than that. Well, not really. When you have hearing loss, sometimes you don't just need amplification. You need something that will tune out the background noise. You need to be able to hear high tones, low tones. You need a hearing aid that will sift all that out. It's not just amplification. And my dad tried, I think, every hearing aid that was on the market. And he finally ended up getting some very expensive ones that worked. And that's what John Bush needs. And they are $2,000 a piece. So that's a total of $4,000. And John Bush will never be able to come up with that money. And so I'm putting a call out. If you would like to help John Bush with hearing aids, we will match dollar for dollar what you give up to $2,000, and we want to get that $4,000 back there so John can get some decent hearing aids so he can continue his work for the Lord. So if you'd like to be part of that, we've already had people giving. I'm thrilled and encouraged with that. And we had a lady come in yesterday that gave money for Cecilia to get a rototiller. She likes to have a little garden, but she needs a rototiller. And so this lady gave money for her to get a rototiller. And we're just so grateful and so thankful that God is providing these needs through you. After we got back, Marv and Linda went back to South Dakota. And Marvin, tell us about your trip.
Well, you know, just between the time that we were there and it was cold and things were still kind of winter looking.
We actually had snow when we were back there.
Well, we did, yeah. More than once even.
Yeah.
Anyway, when we went back there, the weather has warmed, the climate has warmed up, but it's still raining several times a week. And I talked to one gentleman, said he'd been down to Omaha, 400 miles from Wounded Knee and that area. And he said, on the way back, he said it rained the whole distance, except there was about 30 miles that he traveled that it didn't rain. In America the Beautiful, that talks about amber waves of grain. Well, this year, back there, it's many waves of green. The grass is about 2 feet tall everywhere. And it's the fields are just, you know, how like wheat or grass or something blows and you just see it blowing. Growing up back there in Nebraska, I've never seen it quite this green, I don't think, ever. And they can't find the time to get hay put up because it rains every day.
When we were back there, there were just ponds of water standing in fields. And there were ducks everywhere, all kinds of ducks.
Well, there's still some of that. That's not completely gone, but it's raining continuously. Our trip back there, Deb, we encountered all kinds of interesting and different things. One day we were on our way to Oglala to see Kate. And we stopped in Pine Ridge, and the hub of activity in Pine Ridge on the res is a place called Big Bats, and it's a gas station with a convenience store. It's a big place. It's busy, you know. We were in there. I come back out to set in my truck after going in there and getting a couple of cold drinks. And I was sitting there, and Indian man walked up to the side of my truck, and I thought, well, I'm probably gonna ask me for some money. And so I rolled my window down and said, hi, how you doing? And we talked a bit. He didn't let me down. He was looking for some money. But he told me, he says, you know, he says, the tribe here, he says, they'll help you out. He said, if you're just down and out and you're drunk all the time. But he said, I'm not a drunk. And he said, I have a need. He said, I'm needing gas to get down to Rapid City because my wife's mother is in the hospital down there, in Regional Hospital in Rapid. And Linda was telling me, no. But he didn't smell of alcohol or tobacco or anything. He seemed like a decent guy. He looked real presentable. You know, I said, I've got $3. I said, I need two more of those $3. I said, other than that, I said, I usually use cards for everything. But I'm going to tell you a little story from the Bible. I said, just the same story that Peter and John, when they came across the guy at the temple that was out begging of the people that came to give their monies and stuff. He knew they had money, and they told him, he said, silver have I none, gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to you. And they laid their hands on him, and they prayed for him, and he was healed instantly, and he was dancing and praising and singing as he went, and now he had no more need to beg or anything. And so I told this gentleman that story. His name was Frank Blacktail, and they don't have blacktail deer back there. They have mostly whitetail and mule deer, but anyway, he listened to my story, and then I asked him, I said, would it be okay if I pray for you, Frank? And he said, yes, yes. And he took his hat off. He had a leather hat, or some kind of Western hat. Looked like it was leather. He held it over his chest, you know. And he let me pray for him, and I prayed a simple prayer for him, and I prayed for his mother-in-law and asked that the Lord would heal his mother-in-law, and then he wouldn't have any reason really to get down to take his wife down to see her, that she would be able to come home. And I told him, I said, so now, Frank, I said, when this happens, I said, I'm praying, believing this will happen. And I said, when this happens, I said, I want you to remember where it came from. And it wasn't from some white guy from Oregon. I said, this is from God. And I want you to give him the thanks for that. And maybe you'd like to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Oh, he said, I know him. But he was very respectful. And when he walked away, he thanked me. I give him, and he almost forgot about the dollar. And I give him the dollar and left him with a prayer. So I probably got more of a blessing out of that maybe than he did. But we're trusting that something good will happen for Frank Blacktail Deer.
We'll need to stop here today, but we'll hear more from Debbie and Marv next time we get together on First Nation Ministries. Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Tomorrow, please join us for our classic edition of First Nation Ministries with our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.